Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. And we got a lot to chat about. So get right into it, shall we? The breaking news today is that Pam Bondi came out about an hour ago and had a press conference, announced that they have brought Abrego Garcia back to the U.S. She announced a number of charges against him. Democrats have completely planned this hill to die on around this guy, and now they get what they get. So here's the attorney general. Take a listen.
And conspiracy to commit alien smuggling in violation of Title 8 U.S.C. 1324. We want to thank President Bukele for agreeing to return Abrego Garcia to the United States. Our government presented El Salvador with an arrest warrant, and they agreed to return him to our country. We're grateful to President Bukele for agreeing to return him to our country to face these very serious charges. This is what American justice looks like. Upon completion of his sentence, we anticipate he will be returned to his home country of El Salvador. The grand jury found that over the past 9 years, Abrego Garcia has played a significant role in an alien smuggling ring. They found this was his full-time job, not a contractor. He was a smuggler of humans and children and women. He made over 100 trips, the grand jury found, smuggling people throughout our country. MS-13 members, violent gang, terrorist organization members throughout our country. Thousands of illegal aliens were smuggled. This is especially disturbing because Abrego Garcia is also alleged with transporting minor children. The defendant traded the innocence of minor children for profit. There are even more disturbing facts that the grand jury uncovered. It is alleged this defendant is part of the same smuggling ring responsible for the death of more than 50 migrants in 2021 after the tractor trailer overturned in Mexico. This is part of that same ring. The defendant abused undocumented alien females, according to co-conspirators, who were under his control while transporting them throughout our country. This defendant trafficked firearms and narcotics throughout our country on multiple occasions. They were using vehicles, SUVs, with added seats in the back, floors that had been ripped out, guns, narcotics, children, women, MS-13 members. That is what the grand jury found.
Now, he had due process. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Justin. I thought it was over. Go ahead.
Co-conspirator alleged that the defendant solicited nude photographs and videos of a minor. A co-conspirator also alleges the defendant played a role in the murder of a rival gang member's mother.
Pretty serious stuff there. He had due process before he was ordered to be deported by a judge. The issue was not whether or not he should have been deported. It was to where. That was always the issue. Okay. Now, look, bottom line is this. He's a bad dude. He's a bad hombre. And now he's going to be out of this country, which is what absolutely needs to happen. So fine, he'll have another trial, he'll have more due process, and then he'll be deported again. But it's just amazing to me that Democrats have decided that they're going to die on this hill and lie and say that this was like an innocent Maryland man. Man's not an American citizen. He had been given his due process before, and now he'll have it again at the taxpayer's expense, and there you go. And this is who the Democrats are fighting for, guys like Kilmer Abrego-Garcia. He abused undocumented females, also part of the charges today by the attorney general. And we know that his ex-wife came out and said that how he would beat her and how she was scared and she was intimidated and all the other things that happened. And the Democrats choose to die on this hill. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. It makes me very happy to let you know we'll be there on June 20th for our next live show. And I want to see you there Friday, June 20th, so just a couple weeks away. I'm also really happy that my friend Caitlin has been recognized for her incredible work as the best wedding planner at the Jersey Shore. So if you want to book your special day, go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Reach out to my friend Caitlin. She'll take great care of you. And we'll see you on June 20th at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Let me play this for you. This is President Donald Trump telling Fox News chief political anchor Brett Baer he is not interested in talking to Elon Musk. Saying that Elon has totally lost it. This is from Kayleigh McEnany, who reports about this conversation between the president and Brett Baer. Remember, Kayleigh used to be the White House press secretary under President Trump. She never lost her mind. She never turned on Trump, unlike the mooch and unlike Crazy Eyes. This is what she said today, cut number 8.
We bring you some breaking news, this time from Brett Baer, who just spoke to President Trump on the phone. He reflected on Elon Musk, and here's what Brett learned in that phone call. Trump is not interested in talking to Elon. Trump is not worried about threats of a third party. Now, that comes because Elon Musk tweeted this. He put up a poll, and he said, it is time to create a new political party in America that actually represents the 80% in the middle. He asked that as a question of his followers. So he asked about a potential third party. President Trump says he's not worried to Brett Baer. President Trump also pointed to his favorable polls and his strong support among Capitol Hill Republicans. Noteworthy, Elon Musk called for constituents to call congressmen and women. Whether those calls have materialized, I've seen reports that they have not. Would also note, underscoring President Trump's point, he's ahead in the Real Clear Politics average of Obama and Bush at this point in the second term. And finally, a direct quote from Brett Baer from President Trump. The quote from President Trump is this: Elon has totally lost it. So more on that feud as the day progresses.
Well, they're not going to have any chit-chats anytime soon. Like I told you, there are some things once said they can't be taken back. And accusing your buddy of hanging out at Pedophile Island, that's one of those things you can't take back. Bottom line, that's that. Even CNN reporting that the president is not even thinking about talking to Elon after all of this. This is Dana Bash reporting that. Cut number 9.
Good morning, John. Well, he said that he's, quote, well, here's exactly what he said. Quote, I'm not even thinking about Elon. He's got a problem. The poor guy's got a problem. He said he won't be speaking to him for a while, but he said he wishes Elon Musk well.
I don't don't blame him for not wanting to talk to him. Somebody accused me of going to Pedo Island. I wouldn't want to talk to him either. There's certain things you can't do. Guys fight. Yeah, guys argue. Then they bro hug it out. But if you accuse a guy of, I don't know, cheating on your wife, or you accuse somebody of, I mean, there's certain things you can't say publicly unless they're true. And then in this case, then if they were true, why were you hanging out with the guy? Why were you hanging out with the guy if that was the case? If he's in the Epstein files, and we know that Trump partied with Epstein. That's not a secret. Everybody, it's not a lot of people did. But if he was in the Epstein files, what Elon is implying there is that there's nefarious things that happened. So if that's the case, why would you hang out with him? Why would you let your kids around him? Why would you let child number 12 hang out with the president and go on Marine One with them? Why would you let him anywhere near him? So I don't buy that. Plus, if there was anything damaging on Trump with regards to Jeffrey Epstein, 100% would have came out. It would have came out in 2016. It would have came out during his presidency. And it would have certainly come out in this last election after Jeffrey Epstein was dead and all the files were out. So it's completely BS. Trump said Elon has Trump derangement syndrome. I just think Elon, look, he's not wrong on the merits in terms of how the bill is bloated and has a lot of pork and is adding to our debt. It's how he decided to go after Trump, who doesn't, he's not a member of Congress. He's not a member of the Senate. What he should have done was gone after Republicans who are backing the spending. That's where he should have turned his ire. And if he had done that, he would have gained a lot of fans, actually. If he had started naming names of Republicans who were pushing things like the SALT deduction and pushing things, the spending, and he would have been in a much different position right now. My criticism with him is not going after the bill. My criticism with him is I think he crossed the line by bringing up the Epstein stuff. It's wrong. It's a lie. It's irresponsible. And if you really honestly knew you had information about that, what the hell are you doing around the guy? What are you doing? Why would you back him for president? Why would you let your kids around him? So that's all nuts. This is what Trump said on that. Cut 10.
Things are happening in this room. And I'll tell you, it's not, he's not the first. People leave my administration and they love us. And then at some point they miss it so badly. And some of them embrace it and some of them actually become hostile. I don't know what it is. It's sort of Trump derangement syndrome, I guess they call it. But we have it with others, too. They leave and they wake up in the morning and the glamour's gone. The whole world is different and they become hostile. I don't know what it is. Someday you'll write a book about it and you'll let us know. Yeah.
The president's
FBI Director Kash Patel reacted to to the post about Elon Musk and Donald Trump and the Epstein files. He was talking, I believe, to Joe Rogan about this. He was also swatted. I'll get into that with you in just a second as well. But he debunked the claim that Epstein has anything like that. This is cut number 2 of that.
This is going to come up because it's been going on since we've been recording here.
Uh-oh.
Wow. Elon and Trump seem to be in a little bit of a spat, Joe. You want to check the tweet that Elon just put out a little bit ago?
Time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That's the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day. Jesus Christ.
I'm not participating in any of that conversation.
What is he?
Elon
have a nice day? DJT? Someone should take his phone away.
They're going back and forth about different things. And
yeah.
Listen, well, he said he was disappointed in Elon.
Yeah, he told him to leave.
Jesus Christ, that's a crazy thing to say. How does he know? Does he know that Donald Trump is in the Epstein files? Does he have access to the Epstein files?
I don't know how he would, but I'm just staying out of the Trump-Elon thing. That's way outside
what
my lane.
What the f*** are they doing?
I know my lane and that ain't it.
I just don't. I mean, I understand he owns Twitter. I think it's bad for your mental health. I think posting things public all day and arguing with people all day is bad for you.
Well, you raise a great point. Sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Half of what we have to respond to is the click army on social media.
Right.
Right?
And 50% of that plus is bots.
50% of that plus is bots, but let's take the other 50% of that. It's just constantly pushing out information to sell T-shirts or subscriptions or whatever, listen to my show. And then people are like, hey, FBI, why aren't you looking at this thing in Oklahoma?
It's just funny to hear Kash Patel say that since he was kind of part of that for a long time. Wasn't he? But anyway, people change their roles, I guess, and there you go. So crazy. Laura Ingraham, who I'll be seeing shortly. I'll be on her show tonight at 7:50 on the Fox News channel. Laura Ingraham said she talked to an insider. This is irreparable. This is not going to – I agree with her. You cross the line there. There's no coming back from it. Cut 13.
Donald Trump built this movement for 10 years. His supporters are not going anywhere. I hope that Elon and Trump reconcile. It'd be good for the country and to do so privately.
Well, I talked to an insider today who said it's irreparable. That was the line. It is irreparable. But, you know, look, Donald Trump will sit down with anybody. So it's probably not irreparable on Trump's side, but Elon Musk, you run your own kingdom at your companies. You're still a public company. You can't totally do everything, but, you're in charge. But look, Donald Trump's in charge, and the Congress is Congress. So you have to deal with the reality of what you have in front of you. Trump's a realist. And I love Rand Paul. Everyone loves Rand Paul, but Rand Paul ran for president. I don't know how many times, but if they want to try to run Rand Paul again, I mean, God bless them. I don't think that's going to work. But I want to get to
the. I'm not sure. I totally agree that Trump will ever. I mean, he'll do business with the guy, but. If they were friends, and I don't know if they were actually really friends. I have no idea. But there's certain things you say about your friends. That's it. Like, the friendship's over. You might still do business with the guy. It's like your father did business with Hyman Roth, but your father never trusted Hyman Roth. It's kind of like that after that. You know what I mean? I think it's sort of that's the way it goes. But the left is celebrating this. As you can imagine, the left is celebrating. Here's MSNBC host Nicole Wallace. She cannot contain her excitement over this little feud. Cut 14.
Nicole, I'll just say briefly to you. I thought the Drake-Kendrick feud was bad, and I thought it got ugly, but this is already worse.
This is epic. I cannot wait to go watch. If you're going to go there, I'm going to go up there.
We're going to go there. We're going to get into it as you've been covering it, the serious and the messiness of it. Good to see you, Nicole.
Have a great show.
There you go. Very excited. And Van Jones of CNN, well, he wants investigation. He thinks the president should start prosecuting people who were involved in Doge. What? Cut 12.
Elon. Well, Elon's correct. He can do good at math. But the other piece of it is those Doge employees, the people that Axelrod was just talking about, are very dangerous. If Donald Trump is smart, the first thing he's going to do is fire, investigate, and prosecute all of Elon's people who are all throughout government with their laptops downloading data right now.
Why? I don't understand. What, arrest them for what? For rooting out waste and fraud and abuse in the government? When did that become a crime? I don't understand. I'm very confused on that. But by the way, the FBI director was swatted, which is crazy. That's when somebody calls the police and says that somebody has a gun in the house, and then they show up with the SWAT team. We know that this has happened to prominent people. Well, it happened to Kash Patel, apparently. He told this to Joe Rogan on his podcast. Take a listen. I think Matt might have sent it to you. Do you have that, Matt?
We don't have that one, but give me 2 seconds and I'll grab it.
All right. He did say how they have Fauci's phone and devices that he used during the COVID era. And he said nobody has found it until 2 days ago. Now we're going to go and explore the hard drives. We're not done. We're looking and we're on the case. Cut number one.
We just had a great breakthrough this week on Fauci. So Senator Rand Paul, Senator Kennedy, and I hate naming names because I always forget people, are doing a great job with us on COVID origins. And we've got multiple investigations open on that. But they had always been looking for Fauci's original phone but phones and devices he used while he was Fauci back in Trump One during COVID. And nobody had found it till 2 days ago.
Really?
Yeah. Now, look, your audience and everybody listening to it shouldn't jump to the conclusion. Everything's in there. We'll look at it. We'll pull it. We'll rip it, as we say. And maybe it's deleted. Maybe it's not. But at least we found it. And at least now we can tell the American people we've been looking, because it is of public importance to figure out, did that guy lie? Did he intentionally mislead the world and cause countless deaths? We owe those answers to the American people. And the best evidence ever is always the people's evidence who created it. And so now we're going to go and exploit those hard drives. But I think a victory for the American people that we broke with Congress is that we did find it. We're not done. We're still looking. and we're on the case.
We're good. Excellent. Good. Go after it. Find it. That's what I want. That's what I want. I want justice. I want all this to come out. By the way, isn't Rogan kind of like one of those people that kind of stirs stuff up to get people to listen to his podcast? I mean, Cash Patel was like beating on those guys, but doesn't kind of Rogan bring on people? I mean, he had Ian Carroll on recently. That's literally what Ian Carroll does all day long. He just comes up with conspiracy theories and says that Israel's behind everything. So I don't know. It's just interesting that Cash made that point. I mean, I agree. There are people on there who are spreading nonsense for the purposes of trying to build an audience or sell shirts. It's just, but you're saying it to Rogan. Rogan, and I like a lot of the guests he has on, but I mean, some of the guests he has on, that's their whole MO. That's their entire MO. So, all right. What else did he have to say, Matt? Cash Patel.
I actually just grabbed the swatted clip and edited it, if you would like to hear that.
Sure. I mean, it's amazing this could happen to the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, but okay.
And as director of the FBI, I have a responsibility. I'm not just going to bring a case because somebody hurt me. They did, and they continue to do it. My house just got swatted yesterday.
What?
Yeah, but...
You got swatted?
Oh, yeah.
The head of the FBI gets swatted?
Yeah. Yeah. These people play, it's the ultimate height of hypocrisy. They have two sets of rules. One against you and one for them.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Wow. That's if it happened to him. Holy cow. Let's talk about something very important, though, too, which is the cheesesteak war in Philadelphia. This was reported by Broad. I'm sorry, by Crossing Broad. So, you know, Skinny Joey, who was the mobster, and he's got a cheesesteak shop now that apparently is all the rage in Philadelphia. And he's now battling the guy who owns Angelo's in Philadelphia. And I know the owner of Angelo's. He's a nice guy, Danny. He's the place is killing it. They're killing it over down there in South Philly. But he's got receipts. They did a Philly Mag interview. Oh, I'm sorry, it was Philly Mag. Victor Fiorello. That's who found this out and said that they were. Well, listen to what he said here. Listen to the accusation. It's just amazing that our city. These are the kind of battles that happen in Philadelphia over cheesesteaks. Cut 31.
This article in Philadelphia Magazine. Now, if you read the article, and the guy left a few things out. I'm not hating on Angelo. I didn't know his name was Danny. I thought his name was Angelo.
Yeah.
He's a rat, 1,000%. If you read the question, it's in the article. I said, we have the best cheesesteak in Philly. And then he didn't put this part in. He said to me, well, what's your... What other cheesesteak?
Yeah, who's your second?
I said, be honest with you, I ain't any cheesesteak. I live in Florida. They got no cheesesteak. They got a place in Delray. Horrible.
Yeah.
I said, I ain't any cheesesteak 25 years. And he said, what about Angelo? He brought him up.
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing about Angelo's.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks I'm hating. Listen, I told him he was open for 6 years. I used to play gin down the street with your father.
Yeah.
He was half a block from us. I never ate his pizza or his cheesesteak because he's a f***ing rat. Now everybody thinks I'm hating. No, I ain't hating on him. And I'm going to prove to you that he's a rat. I'm going to bring the guy on that told him. The guy went to f***ing jail.
Yeah.
So, all that I ain't going to give you paperwork. I'm going to bring the guy he told on.
Everything that you say, you have receipts for.
What is happening right now? That these are we got a cheesesteak guy say another cheesesteak guy's a rat. Am I watching some sort of weird remake of Goodfellas, Justin? What is happening?
I guess this is just what happens when there's no Birds football to watch and the Phillies aren't doing well.
Have you been to Skinny Joey's cheesesteak place?
Unfortunately, I have not yet, but I see it is a very popular. It's a very popular place. It's like right off of 76. It's like the second exit, right before you get to the sport, or right after you get to the Patterson Ave exit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like right there, and
Angelo's is very popular too. But to make the accusation, the guy's an effing rat. He's a rat. I mean, only a guy who is a mobster can make that kind of accusation. This is good publicity for both of them. I think we could do a whole movie about this. Cheesesteak wars, where it's literally cheesesteak wars with rats and mobsters and like people getting killed over cheesesteaks. I think this could be a good thing. I mean, a good movie idea.
I like the way you think. We'll start the pre-production. We'll be at Cane's before you know it.
Yeah. We got Cocaine White House Dogs. We got Beast One, about how the president throws the Secret Service agents out of the car and takes over the car. Now we got Cheesesteak War or Cheesesteak Fellas, Cheese Fellas. I got to come up with a good name for it. I don't know. But I like this idea. I really do. Right?
Cheese Fellas is...
You like Cheese Fellas?
That's pretty good. I like that.
And instead of leave the gun, take the cannolis, it'd be leave the gun, take the cheesesteak. And they'd be like, you want with onions? You want onions? But that's a code for you're getting two to the head. So whiz with is boom, boom. You know what I mean? Whiz with. Oh, whiz with. Boom, boom. Right there. You whacked. You're going to the school, I think, or something. I don't know. There's something to this, though. We haven't had a good mob movie in a long time. I'm inspired by this. I really am. This makes me happy. What else are we going to do? You know? It's time that Philadelphia gets some recognition for something besides just crime all the time. And the Eagles, too, I guess, you know. Wait, Saquon Barkley is retiring? Is that true?
No.
You have that in the sheet, Matt.
Well, he said that he may just decide to up and retire one day without any warning. But I don't think he meant to, like, later this afternoon.
Oh, all right. Imagine that kind of money. You just go, I may just retire. The hell with it. I'm done. That would be nice. Something no one in radio can do, but that would be nice. Go, I'm I'm done. I've had enough. Cheese Fellas. That's going to be a good friggin' movie. I'm telling you right now, you better get your tickets now to Cheese Fellas. If you don't, you're going to miss out. Wiz Wit, he gave the order. Boom, boom. See that? Both of those guys, by the way, use seeded rolls for their cheesesteaks, which is the way it has to be. I'm so sick of this brioche nonsense. I'm tired of the soft rolls, and I do not want to see a roll that does not have seeds on it. I've had it. I'm done. Honestly. I'm done.
Who the heck is eating a cheesesteak on a brioche roll?
I was in New York yesterday, as you know. The irony is that I'm in New Jersey right now, but I'm about to go into Philly to do a show that's not my show, which is like a few blocks away from our studio. And had I just gone to the studio today, I would have been able to just walk over there. Instead, I got to get a car to take me into the city to do the hit with Laura Ingraham and then take me back. But it's literally, it's like 1800 John F. Kennedy Boulevard is where their studio is. I probably shouldn't say that on the radio, but whatever. And then we're at 2400 Market. I could have just walked over there. It's hot out though, right? Might be all muggy and sweaty. And by the time I got on TV, I wouldn't want to do that, right? That'd be bad.
I mean, it's kind of cloudy. I don't think it was muggy on my drive in. It's like 80 degrees outside, but it's not worth it, even how close it is.
No. Well, anyway, the point is I was walking around yesterday, and I was trying to get a burger. I was in the mood for a burger. I had so much time to kill. And then every friggin' place I go to, the burger's on a brioche bun, and I walk by a place, and they have a cheesesteak. And I kid you not, it goes shaved ribeye, caramelized onions, I think it was like Gruyere or something, brioche bun, brioche roll, that's what it was. I said, what the hell is this? That's what we should do is get Skinny Joey to come and whack that guy for serving such a disgrazia like that. But, that's what should happen.
I mean, that's kind of what you get for getting a cheesesteak in New York City.
I would never.
Places.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't even try to do that. But what should happen is if Danny did rat somebody out, he should rat that guy out to, I don't know, the food police or something, because that's outrageous. We're going to serve a cheesesteak on a brioche freaking... Nothing should be on brioche. Nothing.
Well, I'm brioche.
And Gruyere. What the hell is Gruyere? What is that? I don't even know what that is.
I was going to say I'm brioche's biggest defender, and even I wouldn't stoop that low. But to defend New York cheesesteaks, there is supposed to be one good spot. And Bradley Cooper's. It's Bradley Cooper's cheesesteak spot.
Of course.
I think Angelo actually partnered with him to open it. Well,
he did.
The guy's name isn't Angelo, but...
Danny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Danny partnered with him to open it is Bradley Cooper. Yeah. That's all right. But I've not tried that. Maybe that's the exception. I know one thing is that he's not serving it on a freaking brioche roll. I know that.
It's a seeded bun or a seeded roll. Sorry.
You'd be happy. Should be a crispy seeded roll. What's with Gruyere? I'm offended by. I don't even know what Gruyere cheese. I wouldn't know Gruyere cheese if it hit me in the face. Well, I'm offended that that's even a thing. That should be illegal. Gruyere. You eat Gruyere, don't you, DeSantis? You freaking weirdo, Ivy League.
Ivy League elitist. Weirdo.
I'm not going to defend Gruyere cheese on a cheesesteak. I think it's terrible. I'm actually on your side this time.
All right, for once, finally. Because it's so outrageous, there's no defense for it. That's basically what it is. Oh, and I like this story, too, and I'm going to file this in the What Could Possibly Go Wrong. Mosquitoes could be driven to extinction. Good. That sounds great. Mosquitoes could be driven to extinction with gene editing. I love this idea, but the only question I have is what could possibly go wrong? So we'll talk about that. It is the anniversary of D-Day. Don't forget, we were played by KJP telling us that Biden was shaking hands with a paratrooper in Normandy who you just couldn't see on the screen. That was a lie. There's a lot of lies from KJP we'll talk about. But let me tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my go-to, my great friends at Emmons. They're going to do tremendous work for your home. You want to reach out to them today. They serve our entire region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. Here's the best part about Emmons. You want to know what it is? It is about trust. It is about honesty. And it's also about saving you 10% off. A 10% off inflation relief discount. That's what you get with Emmons Roofing and Siding. Emmons even has a bathroom and kitchen remodeling division. And yes, they remodeled the bathroom in my old home, and it looks amazing. Kitchen, too. Bridget was happy. My wife's happy. I'm happy. Happy wife, happy life. They replaced the roof in my old house. They did the windows. And all this great work that they do is backed up by their guarantee and 10% off because they know how important you are to me. So all you got to do is reach out to them today by going to emmonsroofing.com, E-M-M-O-N-S, emmonsroofing.com. It's your home. How's that Shore House doing if you got a Jersey Shore House? Have you had the roof inspected recently with all the rain and now the summer heat coming? You got to make sure that roof's okay. So don't wait. Do it today. emmonsroofing.com.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zeoli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
What was I going to mention? I have, somebody going reddish tie tonight for the hit with Laura. What do you think? Should I grab the tie? We ask people on YouTube what they think.
What'd you go with last? Don't go with the really long one. That's when it looks weird.
The long? What do you mean long one? What are we talking about?
You had a really long tie once, remember? It didn't look great. You had a super long tie.
I'm sitting in a chair. How do you know? I'm sitting in a chair. How do you know how long it is?
You could tell. It was just too long.
That makes no sense. If I'm sitting down, not standing up, how do you know how long it is?
Well, okay, no, not on Laura's show.
I'm literally going
to
the studio tonight in shorts, and I'm going to put a dress shirt on, a tie, and a jacket, and you're not going to see the fact that I'm wearing shorts.
Okay, it wasn't the last time you were on Laura's show. It was one of the times you were on Fox. They had an angle where you could see your entire torso, and the tie was too long.
Okay, all right, so that's America's Newsroom, and I think that with the problem, which I'll be back on Monday, and Saturday night, Fox News Saturday night with Jimmy Fallon tomorrow night. Oh, these plugs. But I think the problem with that one is just the angle of the chair. And I think you got to work on the height. I got to talk to the camera guys about that. I think that's the issue. You know what I mean? So
I don't know. I think it was the tie length.
All right. Well, I won't wear a long tie. I'll wear a little. I'll wear one of Patrick's ties. How about that? All right.
No, I'm not saying go that route. No, that sounds terrible.
I should show people in the YouTube chat what I was thinking about outfit-wise and get their opinion. Should I do that?
I think you should.
All right. Well, you two vamp for a second. Let me grab the outfit. Hang on.
So how's the weather today? How's the weather in Scottsdale, Matt?
Well, I heard you and Rich talking about how it's 80 degrees in Pennsylvania right now. It is, I think, 102 here in Scottsdale. It's right. Very unpleasant.
That is diabolical, and I don't know how you do it.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about the weather in Scottsdale. It's 102 degrees right now.
What do we think about this? No?
Waiting for the thing to... Interesting pattern on the tie.
Yeah. Blue blazer. I got this. The shirt's got the widespread collar, and then you got the tie. You know, kind of red. I don't know. Alpha. Laura Ingraham is not one of those women who likes guys in pink ties and purple ties, and you know what I mean. She's like classic alpha who wants guys looking like classic men. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the red power tie.
Yeah, but with a little bit of, you know, but the thing about the red, the nose, the rosacea, so I got to make sure, and then there's no makeup artist tonight at the remote studio, so I got to powder myself. This could be a problem. Maybe I shouldn't go red.
But do you want to go blue on blue on blue?
Nah, everybody's doing the blue on blue on blue. I'm getting sick of it, you know? Blue on blue on blue. Too much. You know?
Are you going to wear, did you ever end up getting the dogs playing poker?
No, I thought you were buying that for me for just like as a gift.
Yeah, maybe for Christmas.
I thought you were doing that. I could go green tie again. I've worn the green tie a lot lately, though. But that could be like my signature look, you know? Yeah. Anything but blue on blue on blue, says Jimmy. The red is good. White shirt is good. He likes that. Pineapple colored tie. That's good. I like that. Wear an ascot. All right. There you go. Somebody said there was dead air on YouTube. There was no music on YouTube. So that's the thing. We can't play the music on YouTube. We can only play it on the radio or on the show, but not on YouTube. So if you're listening on a stream, you can hear it, but not on YouTube. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I was told by Frank, basically because... If you would go back and try and find a VOD of like our daily streams that we do here, you would find out that you couldn't see it. It would be taken down by YouTube automatically because of some of the bumper music we play gets copyright stricken. So what the engineers decided to do was to put the music into a separate feed that doesn't go to YouTube, but will play out over the air. So the people listening on like the Odyssey app and on the radio itself, they'll be able to hear the bumper music, but unfortunately the people on YouTube will not. But that does mean the VOD stays up and doesn't get taken down, and we have to go in and manually edit everything out.
People seem to like the tie. Michael Pelka said, whatever you do, don't let Jimmy Fail address you. Fair point. I don't want anything from the gay men's figure skater collection that Jimmy shops at. So I'm not gonna do that. Definitely not. So I like this idea about making mosquitoes extinct. What could possibly go wrong, right? So what do they say to Santa? They're going to edit these things with the friggin' gene editing or something?
Yeah, I say get rid of them. Who likes mosquitoes? They provide nothing. They're super annoying. They're the one big downside of summer is you know you're going to get bit up if you go to the beach and stay there for any extended period of time. Eradicate them. We don't need them.
I'd bring DDT back if I could. I'd friggin' use DDT everywhere. I would. DDT, napalm, whatever it takes to get rid of mosquitoes. Whatever it takes. Hey, you want to hear this whack job mom? This liberal mom, her son identified as a cat for the past 7 years. She's upset because she invested in a litter box and cat food. This is what she's upset about. All right. This is now the craziest person you're going to hear all day today. I promise you this. I guarantee you. No, there's no one crazier than this woman. This is cut number 30. Go ahead.
My son has identified as a cat for the past 7 years, and now all of a sudden he's telling me he doesn't think he's a cat anymore. He thinks he wants to be human. He's identified as a cat since he was 7 years old, and now he's 14, almost 15, and all of a sudden he says he wants to be human. I have trained this guy to use the litter box. I have made sure I've made food for him that is safe for both cats and humans to eat. I have gone to lawyers to try to get him to where he can go visit a veterinarian instead of a pediatrician. And now all of a sudden, he's no longer trans species. After I've advocated for all these rights and, you know, I got the litter box in the schools and everything, I'm a little upset. Like, I love him still, of course, but, like, I'm a little upset because I'm just like, has society influenced you into thinking you're a human again? Like, why don't you want to identify as a cat anymore? That's my baby, you know? Have any other trans species parents experienced this?
All right, now, do we think this is real or is this a skit? This can't be real, right?
It's got it.
So, I was going to say, artificial intelligence says that it's likely not real. It's just, there's just someone trying to be funny.
Because it's funny if it's not true. It's insane if it is true. But the only thing is, like, there have been cases where kids dressed up as cats and thought they were freaking cats. I just never heard of a parent getting them cat food in litter boxes. If it is a joke, because, all right, so they asked Grok, who's the AI intelligence on X, and it says the video you mentioned where a woman says her son identified as a cat for 7 years appears to be a skit. Fact check. Okay, so if this is a skit, then why doesn't the woman who made it come forward and take credit as a comic genius? Can someone explain that to me? Huh?
She's just committed to the bit, and I respect it.
So she's a method actor? She's just going all in?
That's what I think it is.
All my actors for my movie Cheesefellas better be all in as well. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want any people that – you got to be really committed to the cause, willing to whack somebody for making the wrong cheesesteak order. Somebody asked the question, if somebody orders Swiss cheese, that's an immediate whacking. Like, cold blood psh, right there in the head if somebody orders Swiss cheese on a cheesesteak in Cheesefellas. Skinny Joey and he's a rat and everything like this. What'd you say now? We have more of the British etiquette coach. Oh, good. This is him eating pasta?
Yeah, this is the worst one. We've got a few that I had Justin load up. He's eating peas in one clip, I think a burger in another. But the worst one – oh, there's one of him eating pizza in case you're curious how to properly eat a slice of pizza. But the worst
play that
one is
one.
You got that one?
I want to hear this guy. Yeah, let's do the pizza one.
Do you use your hands or a knife and fork to eat pizza? Well, most pizzas are designed to be eaten with the hands. Indeed, in Naples, in Italy, they do something called the libretto, which is where you pick the pizza up, fold it, and eat it. However, they also use a knife and fork, so it's really personal preference. My advice, if your dining company are using their hands, use yours. If they prefer to fork it, however, join in.
First of all, this British guy has no business even eating pizza. The Brits have nothing to do with pizza. Stay the hell out of it. I don't appropriate your culture of whatever it is, mutton, whatever the hell you people eat
brown
over there.
Brown slop.
Yeah, right, basically. Yeah. I don't tell you how to eat your cottage pie or whatever. You stay away from my pizza. It does look pretty good, though, that pizza. It looks like something I made. All right, let's hear this guy tell us how to eat. Yeah, whack this guy. I agree. Can we get Skinny Joey to whack this guy? And if Danny's a rat, can he rat this guy out for being a fugazi? Absolutely, hands only. Rosalie's right. I've never heard anyone say fork and knife. The only people I know, Trump did that, and that was wrong. And I'm not the one. You know, I'm not afraid to say it. Do not use a fork and knife like Bill de Blasio. I think bangers and mash is Irish, by the way, isn't it? Brown slop. That's what they eat over there.
That is what they like. The majority of their food is just different beige colored slops.
Yeah. Gross. All right. Let's hear this guy tell us how to eat pasta.
Here's how to eat spaghetti. Now remember, we never use a knife to cut pasta, so don't touch the knife. Instead, we use just a fork upturned in our dominant hand with the tines facing upwards. Don't go into the middle of the pasta and twist. Instead, just take a few strands from the side of the spaghetti to create a small, neat parcel, twisting again if you need to. And with spaghetti, you can tilt forward slightly as you eat.
No, this guy's all wrong. You use a spoon. Everybody knows that. You take a spoon, you take the fork. Reagan showed us how to do this on Cooking with Reagan on my Instagram page, Zioli Show. You take the fork, the spoon, you put the pasta against the spoon, you turn it in the spoon, you put it in your mouth. This guy doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I hate this guy. This friggin' guy.
At least he didn't use the knife.
How does he say pasta, too? Did you hear the way he said that? Pasta? Go back. Can you play that again, the way he pronounced it? Pasta, right?
Here's how to eat spaghetti. Now, remember, we never use a knife to cut pasta. So
pasta? What the hell is that? What is that? Is that what they do in England? Is that what they have at pasta?
That is how they say it in England. Pasta.
God, I hate the Brits. I really... I know it's D-Day, and they were our ally, and I should be more... But I really hate them. I have a British, I don't know what it is, but the White House thing gets me. The Meghan Markle thing gets me. This guy gets me. I really can't stand these people. And, you know, maybe it's from A Fish Called Wanda with Kevin Kline. And he's like, you English are so polite. But I want to say I'm racist against English people because I don't think you can be theoretically. But I really just don't. I can't stand them. They get on my nerves. This guy, you got another one of him eating something? What does he have?
The burger one's really bad because he starts to deconstruct it.
I bet you he likes brioche like you, you elitist Harvard freaking Ivy League weirdo.
Now, unless you're in the circus, nobody can fit anything this size in your mouth. So don't.
Whoa! Hang on a second there. What did I just hear? I'm sorry. can you start that over again?
Nobody can fit anything this size in your mouth, so don't pick up the burger and eat it with your hands when it is this thick. Instead, you deconstruct the burger. Using a knife and fork, take off the top, cut, and eat like so.
I hate this freaking guy.
Making me more Britophobic with each passing video.
Yeah, that's it. I'm a Britist. That's what I am. I'm a Britist. I'm anti-Brit. Not ashamed to say it. Oh, God. Your teeth are all freaking whack. You people need Dr. Mike Veneria. By the way, that's the big story of the hour. Brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. VanariaVeneria VeneriaDental.com. God. It is D-Day, though, and yeah, the Brits played a role in it. We'll talk about D-Day in the next hour. I got a whole thing planned for you as we do our annual D-Day commemorative show. It's always important, I think, to take some time and recognize the importance of this day, because without it, I don't think we'd be free. And that also is a good reminder that without the Second Amendment, we would not be free. And why I want you to visit our newest sponsor. And that's Bob's Little Sports Shop. Bob's Little Sports Shop. They are the best. They're right in Glassboro. Go see them today. Incredible selection. Firearms and ammo. Great people there. They got training, classes. They got a range. Black Rifle Coffee. Terrific people there. And for years, I heard Bob on the station with his poems. Remember the poems he used to do all the time about freedom is never free and liberty? And I used to love those. And I wanted them as a sponsor for the longest time. I really did. I kept saying, can we get Bob's as a sponsor? Because I love guns, and I want people to have them. And I want them to have them and learn to use them responsibly and be able to protect their family. And it's an important right. And it's in New Jersey, which is a state that you got to fight all the time. So I was really excited when Bob's Little Sports Shop finally came on to be a sponsor. So go see them. Easy to get to. Glassboro, easy. On your way to the shore, pop in. Go see them. And they're having a huge sale in June. Their big June sale celebrating a big milestone anniversary. Incredible discounts for you. They've got historic guns, too. I mean, you just got to go and see it for yourself. Bob's Little Sports Shop. You can go online at bobslittlesportshop.com. They'll help you with all the paperwork. They'll help you with all of it, the whole process from start to finish. Good people dedicated to liberty and freedom and, of course, to your right to protect yourself and your family. bobslittlesportshop.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.